Neil Ardley, a victory at Woking. It looked like on a hot afternoon, a pretty good workout.
Yeah, I think it was good for the minutes. You know, I knew it would be tough because Woking are good. I said to the boys, this will probably be one of the tougher ones we've had as, in realism as to what we're going to come up against. And their shape and system caused us a few problems with their possession, but I didn't think it caused us a few problems as in we looked like we was going to concede, you know, which is good. So, you know, we didn't play wonderfully great. You know, we had spells, large spells, where we didn't have the ball, but I thought we ground it out and dug in, and the quality when we did go forward was very, very, you know, very, very good.
Very interesting to see a lot of partnerships starting to develop all over the pitch for us.
Yeah, you know, last season we felt Baz and George down the right towards the end of the season started to develop a good partnership. We wanted to try and make the left as strong, and, you know, Jack and Riggy particularly are doing really, really well. A bully comes in, he's like an 18-year-old in that midfield. His energy levels are great, and obviously we're looking at the front two as well. So it's pleasing, you know, August the 9th when the acid test is, really.
Matt Tubbs, another goal this afternoon, and you wouldn't want anyone else in that position, really, would you?
No. As when George got in, I thought, deliver it, deliver it, deliver it, and he couldn't have put it any better. He rolled it straight in front of him, and, you know, Tubbs, he's got the confidence. He's a great finisher every day in training. He's got the confidence just to let it roll across his body and finish with his left. So, and again, Riggy's for the second goal. You know, we've been doing a lot of work on it this week, and, you know, Riggy scored a couple in training yesterday, you know, similar to that goal he's just scored, and he's got a great finish on him as well. So it's nice for a change to feel that we've got a little bit of potency, you know, in our squad.
Their goal. I know in midweek you weren't too happy with the way we conceded, but you're a little better, a little more pleased with the way we conceded this week.
Yeah, but it's still little bits. You'll always trace it back to something, you know, just a little bit of messing around down in this area where you give the ball away, and before you know it, you know, the sort of third phase, something's happened and there's a chance of a goal. So, you know, there's always something I'm going to moan about. I'm always going to want a bit more. But good minutes, you know, some good 90s in there, some good 80s, some good 70 minutes. We'll take it into next week's games.
You shifted about with the shape a little bit after that, a bit of experimentation, and Harry Powell went into the back four.
Yeah, well, Mark Phillips, 60 was going to be Mark Phillips' maximum. So it's always a case of, you know, trying to get them minutes into him. We decided it would be better for the younger lads to have a session with Alan today. So we come with less subs, and we always had it in our mind we'd put Pelly back there just to get his minutes to 90. So yeah, it's fine. And Riggy, we know, can play up front. That was part of the reason I signed him, knowing that he could do that role as well. And, you know, he caused problems when he did go up there.
In the past, I know over the last few weeks, we've spoken about you bringing more players in. Is Callum Kennedy that player?
Callum's certainly one that we're looking at. You know, we're looking what's out there. And, you know, I liked Callum when I signed him last season. I didn't think he had a great season. He doesn't think he had a great season. Am I going to see a different player with a different attitude this season? I'm confident that would be the answer if I did decide to sign him. So we'll have a week in Spain next week. Callum will come with us, and we'll make some decisions, yeah.
What are you hoping to get out of the trip to Spain?
Just good quality training, good quality training pitches. You know, it's not like the weather's going to be too hot. We've been used to it here for a while, so we'll go out. We'll have 3 days good training. It's not too long that the lads get bored, but we'll have a bit of togetherness. We'll eat some good food together. Just try and enjoy each other's companies, get to know each other a bit, and make sure that when we go in, we're all together and ready to go on August the 9th.